At 11:30 a.m. on the morning of December 21st, 1953, as Strauss prepared to confront Oppenheimer that afternoon, he was startled to hear that Herbert Marx was outside, waiting to see him. Strauss did not believe in coincidence. Why did Oppenheimer's friend and attorney want to see him on this of all days? When Marx was ushered into his office, the lawyer announced that he urgently needed to talk with Strauss about Oppenheimer. At this, Strauss interrupted him and said that he was expecting to see Oppenheimer that afternoon, and that since he was his attorney, Marx should wait until that meeting. Marx brushed this aside and said that he had just learned that the U.S. Senate's infamous Jenner Internal Security Subcommittee was proposing to investigate Oppenheimer. Pulling an old clip from the New York Times dated May 11, 1950, Marx read the headline, "Nixon Champions Dr. Oppenheimer," and suggested that Vice President Nixon might be severely embarrassed if the Jenner Committee proceeded to put Oppenheimer in its spotlight. Nonplussed, Strauss calmly asked Marx if this was all that was on his mind. Marx nodded, and then Strauss asked if Oppenheimer knew of Marx's concerns. Marx said no, he had not spoken with Oppenheimer since before he had left for Europe. Marx soon departed, leaving Strauss with an overwhelming suspicion that Marx had just attempted a polite form of blackmail. When Oppenheimer arrived that afternoon about 3 p.m., Strauss and Kenneth D. Nichols, a former wartime aide to General Leslie Groves and now the general manager of the AEC, were waiting for him. After briefly commenting on Admiral Parsons' sudden death, Strauss told Oppenheimer of his meeting that morning with Herb Marx. Oppenheimer expressed surprise and said he had no knowledge of the Jenner Committee's plans. Strauss then turned to the hard business at hand. He told Oppenheimer that we were faced with a very difficult problem pertaining to his continued clearance. President Eisenhower had issued an executive order requiring the reevaluation of all individuals whose files contained derogatory information. When Strauss observed that Oppenheimer's file contained a great deal of derogatory information, Oppenheimer acknowledged that he knew his security case would in due course have to be reviewed. Strauss then informed Oppenheimer that a former government official, Borden, had written a letter questioning Oppenheimer's security clearance.
The president had consequently ordered an immediate investigation. Up to this point, Oppenheimer did not seem particularly surprised.
But now Strauss told him that the first step of this review would be the immediate suspension of his security clearance.
And then he explained that an AEC letter had been prepared outlining the nature of the charges against him.
The letter, Strauss pointedly said, had been drafted, but not yet signed.